Hey, mate, how are you going?
Good. So what do we know so far about this attack?
We know a minimal amount. So the Australian Cyber Security Centre have indicated that, as the Prime Minister suggested, it came from a sophisticated state actor. And it may have had some new type of intervention approaches. And it's most likely come through a web shell attack, and so someone's leveraged their way into a network and then into other political networks. So that's perhaps how they've intervened into a political parties network, for example.
Yeah, and how do we know that it's a state actor and not a rogue group?
It's potentially a rogue group, but the thing is with what we call advanced persistent threats, and the advanced part is the sophisticated part of Scott Morrison's statement, is that generally the highest level of skill and modus operandi is usually associated with state-sponsored interventions and intrusions, just because typically it's only state actors that have the sophistication and the multiple teams to run a certain form of attack. And this has kind of been proven through what we call the APT system, where people cross-check and verify when they've certainly done an attribution and located it back to a state-sponsored location, a typical framework for how someone's done a sophisticated attack.
And what would a quote-unquote sophisticated state actor want to gain from an attack like this?
Well, there are many sort of strategic and tactical things that such a state actor might want to do, and it varies, and we really don't know. So, for example, it could be a hack and leak, which we saw in the 2016 US election. So you go in and you extract data about a politician or a government, and then you release that through an anonymous source. It could be trying to get information about like an electoral roll information or donor information or information about us as citizens within their systems. It's really, there's so many ways you could deploy the data, or it may even simply be just to say, we got into your systems, now you have to publicly say it, and then that is sort of a psychological operation within us as a community to know that a state actor has intervened in our institutions, which undermines our confidence in them.
Yes, and in recent years, there is mounting evidence that China is making attempts to influence politics here in Australia through donations or involvement at universities. How likely do we think it is that it is China that is behind this?
So, to be cautious, so the Australian Centre for Cyber Security is very cautious in how they're representing who this state actor might be. Generally, the suspicion falls on China, partly because of its capacity and partly because of it has the most likely strategic intent. And as we've seen with the recent Huawei decision in the 5G network, there has certainly been some public concern from that country about those activities. And so, to some extent, it's an assemblage of evidence about why it might be another country. And that's partly why Morrison and the Cyber Security Centre and the Australian Signals Director are being very cautious about saying it, because you can't necessarily, unless you've got really strong evidence, attribute an attack to a country, and then you can only do it sort of through implication. So,
do you think it's likely that they may have the evidence but not want to name the specific country?
It's possible. So there may be strategic reasons that they may choose not to name that company now. So certainly governments in what we call the Five Eyes Network of Intelligence, which is us, New Zealand, Canada, Britain and the US, have been increasingly attributing cyber intrusions. But generally, that's been happening when we go as a team, if you see what I mean. So our strategy is about alliances. And so if we're doing something collectively and we're with everyone else, then it's a stronger network. You might strategically not do it if you're just on your own, because it might call in an escalated response, and you might choose to withhold and just name the shame when it comes to the best time to do it.
And how likely do you think it is that these kind of attacks will become a common part of modern politics?
Well, to a certain extent, this is the new normal. we're now all immersed in a situation where our internets are blurred, and it is now a part of a modern politics already, in a sense. So what we saw in the 2016 election, what we've seen in our own elections potentially, and what we will see into the future is this will become a normalised pattern of engagement with politics for us and other nation states.
And is there any evidence that Australia might engage in activities like this?
So Australia is conscious to conduct what we call active defence, which means it's looking for perhaps actors that might be malicious in our networks. We do have offensive cyber capabilities, but whether we would use those is likely to be classified and only, you know, be conducted under very specific circumstances, if at all. We tend to operate in an environment where in a multi-stakeholder community in terms of how we frame the internet, and so I guess countries in the Five Eyes would be extremely reluctant to use offensive cyber unless they had very good cause.
And just as a final question, how do our defences compare to other countries? Were we particularly vulnerable to an attack like this?
Well, I guess now we're all cyber defenders in a sense, and us as civilians are all combatants almost in an information war. So ASD did identify roughly 1,000 intrusions into Australian government networks in the last three financial years, and the Australian National Audit Office suggested that security could be improved across within across all government, state and local, and Commonwealth. So we could always improve, let's say that.
Well, Tom, thank you so much for your time here on The Daily this morning.
No worries.